Hey there, and welcome to Courageous Radiance Podcast. My name is Brittany Dixon, and I am so thankful that you are tuning in today to the podcast, episode 213, but first episode on YouTube. So this is now an audio visual podcast, and y'all, I'm a little nervous because I am the behind the scenes gal. That's who I am by nature, by trade. I was nervous even getting into podcasting 2.5 years ago. But the cool thing about being in a podcast, you know, in your closet, in your bedroom, in your office, by yourself, is there's no one to see you fumble. There's no one to watch you. So isn't it like following Jesus when he pulls you into some deep places that are not comfortable for you, but yet it's to grow your dependence on him? So for me, that's coming out into a space that is uncomfortable, but all for his glory and for the one or the more that are watching. I pray that this truly blesses and encourages your day. So this is a podcast place. Courageous Radiance is a podcast place, audio and visual now, where wives, moms, women, where we are equipped by reading God's word, studying God's word, and we're encouraged by spending time with God. I am a simple pointer. That's all I am, is I am a pointer for you to follow me, follow Jesus. So I point you to the cross. So in our anchored living, we thrive. But in order to get anchored, we have to be equipped and we have to be encouraged to do this everyday part of a disciple life. But y'all, we have a firm foundation. So that means that there is no yellow brick road on the way to the Emerald City and rainbows and fairy tales that everything is going to be great when you come to Jesus. But that's not the truth. But what is the truth is that your life will be full of all that Galatians 5:22 says, that you will have the fruits of the Spirit, like joy and peace, right? And you'll be abounding in love and in patience and these virtues that you cannot get apart from following the one who teaches us how to do that, how to model after the one and the only Jesus Christ. So that's what this podcast is. And I am so thankful that you are joining today. So come with me to John 12. This whole month, we've really been talking about surrender and the Lord testing us. And I had some really great conversations and some questions because I'm guilty. I think many people are guilty in general, whatever it is that you do for a living. So if I'm in the medical world, I'm a nurse. So if I start saying some things that make no sense to some people, my husband is in finance, he starts speaking a different language. Well, the same in the Christian space. So the tendency is to say things that those who don't know Jesus at all, or maybe they know, but they don't know the application of the word. For instance, disciple. What does that mean to you? Discipleship. What does that mean to you? So I had some questions like, hey, Brittany, what does it mean? You keep saying about be discipled, get discipled, be the disciple. So that is what this podcast is about. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus, which is a disciple? We're going to talk about it. So we're going to start in John 12, 25 through 26. Come with me, read that. So I read from, I go between CSB and ESV. This is the CSB translation, John 12:25. The one who loves his life will lose it, and the one who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. Where I am, there my servant also will be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. So context is everything. We talk about this all of the time. Again, this is podcast 213. Context, context. And in the context of this scripture, Jesus is preparing his disciples for what's to come. He's going to be crucified. He's going to be leaving the earth soon. And he's preparing their hearts, preparing them for what's to come, not only I mean, he's coming back after he resurrects, but that's only for a short amount of time. So then what does it mean to be on mission for him and for the kingdom when he's gone? So he's preparing them for that. So this is a conversation with his disciples. So we, 2,000, over 2,000 years plus later, we're still his disciples. If we have confessed with our mouths and believe with our hearts that Jesus is Lord, and our salvation is secure, if you think about Acts 2:21, then we now are the believers. But what does it mean? How do you go from, I've made this confession that I want to follow Jesus, that Jesus is the Lord of my life, he is my my roller coaster ride into heaven, but what do I do in the meantime on earth? How do I follow Jesus? Is it just I now, you know, just live ratchet and just do whatever I want until I get to heaven, a toe in heaven? Or do I somehow change and transform and morph into something else? Well, it is a transformation process. It is sanctification, which again, another word where it just sounds like, what does that actually mean? So when you think about being a disciple, just a one-line word is a learner. You are a follower. And just discipleship isn't, you know, owned by just Christianity. You can be a disciple of, you know, a protege of, I don't know, some, if you're into some sport, some basketball sport, or whoever it is that's the best crochet person, you want to be a disciple of that person to learn. But generally speaking, you know, or in the context of this podcast, it is, what does it mean to be a disciple of Christ, right? So Jesus is my Lord, he's my Savior, and he's my teacher. So a disciple is a student. A disciple is a learner. A disciple is meant to follow the one that they want to learn from. And that's Jesus. So this big word that just sounds super crazy I just say it, but that's essentially what it is. Is I want to be a learner. I want to be a student. And think about that in the context of if you're in school. It's not going to go well if you're deciding to be a student of nutrition and you don't know one nutritionist. You haven't done one nutritionist clinical round. You're not doing any book studying. You're not doing, right? So then all of a sudden one day you show up at work as this new nutritionist because your badge says so. But do you know how to be a nutritionist? Probably not. So it's the same thing with Christianity. We have to follow the one whom we're following. So for the podcast today, talking about discipleship and what that means for us. So this is Jesus preparing their hearts way back when, before crucifixion. What is he saying to you today? What is he saying to me today? I mean, besides Brittany, get on YouTube, which I'm not saying he said that, but what is he saying to us today? How does discipleship have an everyday application for us now as moms, as wives? You know, a lot of times I hear when I sit down and talk to women, it's like, Brittany, I can't do one more thing. You know, my schedule is full and my family schedule is full. My dog's calendar is full and work and deadlines and all these things, right? And while all those things are true, the very first thing I wrote here that I wanted to encourage is in order to be a disciple. So, you know, again, morphing from you've confessed and you're a believer, and now you're deciding to be an intentional learner, an intentional student, i.e. disciple. The very first thing is you're going to have to decide to surrender. And what I mean by surrender is you are deciding that God, no matter what, you come first. Somehow, something in my calendar is going to have to come off. Somehow kids might not be able to do 4 sports and 2 activities. Somehow the dogs might not be able to go to the dog park every day, right? I might not be able to watch 4 hours of Netflix. I might not be able to watch every single show that I want. There's going to be something that's going to cost you. And I don't know what that is going to be to each person. That's going to look different. But that's where your relationship comes from with the Lord. That's where the following, that's why there's no legalism or I can't just tell you these 12 steps to become a disciple. No, this is a heart makeover and God is the only one who knows your heart. So he knows exactly what you need, and he will hand walk you step by step. If you do number one, step number one, I said, is to surrender. So in order to surrender, it helps us to learn how to follow the one that we're following. But then in order to surrender, I think it's taking, it's understanding the cost of discipleship, right? So another scripture I wrote here was Mark 8, and that's 34 through 35. Calling the crowd with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone wants to follow after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life because of me and the gospel will save it." So if you have been listening to this podcast, I'm sure that on every other easily episode, I say Mark 8. It is a life verse of mine, and there's a reason why it's a life verse, because this is when I think about me at my discipleship table almost 15 years ago now. I knew the Lord. I was newer. I grew up in church. I was not saved until I was early 20s, but at that time I was learning, this new baby believer, learning how to follow. And my self-reliance, my pride, my schedule, everything that I wanted was getting in the way. And I had to learn how to lay it down and how to follow God. And also at that time, that was a very difficult season in my marriage. For many years, it was a difficult season with having newly diagnosed autistic son. So there was so many things going on within me. And I got to this place where I said, okay, Lord, I can't do it anymore. So that leads me to my question for you. So when you think about surrender, what would impede surrender for you? Or are you at a place that, you know what, surrender sounds pretty amazing because nothing in my life is working right now. So what gaps are you facing? What troubling situation is surrounding you? Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's an ailing diagnosis for you or your spouse. Maybe it's trouble at work, finances, a strange child. Friend, I don't know, but God does. And whatever it is that has gotten you to the end of the road to consider discipleship, I am so grateful that you are. I hope that you were considering it before everything, you know, the levees have broke. But in the case that you have, it's never too late for Jesus. And it is going to be a hard course, especially when you're navigating through an already hard situation. But here's the hope. The hope is that, you know, we already have this eternal reward in Jesus and in Christ, but now you have this firm foundation that I mentioned. Now you have this anchor amongst all of the things that are crumbling around you. So it is a hard yes, but it is a simple yes when you get to this place. And that's how it was for me. I got to this place where, Lord, I just, like, nothing I've done, all of my successes, all of my efforts, all of my striving has really left me empty, where you're just like beachfront, just still looking for what else more can I obtain or achieve. I just had this baseline level of anxiety, right, for these unchanging circumstances. So now the difference is maybe not necessarily in my circumstances with some things. And I talked about that last week on episode 212. But now I've brought a foundation for my hope in spite of the craziness of the circumstances. So what does this mean for discipleship? Circling back. So coming back to, as a disciple, you are deciding to surrender. You're deciding that, Jesus, you know what? Your way is the best way. And that leads me to the last scripture I wanted to share, which is Matthew 4:19. And this is really the call of the first disciples. And it's interesting because when he first called, when you think of Simon, well, now Peter, as well as his brother Andrew, he called them while they were fishermen and they were tending to their fisherman's net. So whatever he's calling you from, and it doesn't mean that I'm a nurse. So it's not like, hey, let me go throw the stethoscope and go, you know, leave my patient and leave the hospital, right? So, I mean, the call may not be leaving your place of work. The call may not be leaving the situation that you're in, but the call is now going to repurpose where you are. So now me going to work and badging in isn't just for a paycheck, or me showing up for work isn't and getting this degree and, you know, moving levels and doing all this. It's not necessarily for just this earthly gain. It is so that now I am a constant witness. Now I can be the city on the hill, and I can, and when someone asks me, hey, Brittany, why does your life look different? I know the situation with your family. I know the situation, what's going on with your kids. I know the situations that's surrounding you. And I'm not sure how you're able to still smile and thrive and have peace and joy. Well, that's because of my disciple living. My disciple living ranks first. It doesn't make me immune to trouble or circumstances. And he has to reel me back in many, many times. But it does mean I have an anchor. So it is a hard yes, but is a necessary yes when you do decide to follow him. So Jesus said in Matthew 4:19, follow me, he told them, and I will make you fish for people. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. That's verse 20. So I love that. Well, I don't know about the immediately piece for me. Working on it. But it's like Jesus first says, I'm going to call you. I'm calling you, setting you apart, pulling you away from these circumstances, refining you, changing you, transforming you, however you want to word it. That's this discipleship lifestyle. I'm pulling you apart from the world that you live in. You're living in the world, but you're not going to conform to the world, right? Romans 12:2. So you are going to be transformed rather to look like me. You're going to be my sheep. You're going to be set apart, and not just for you to boast because, look, you're so amazing, but so that then you're the beacon of hope and the light for this dying world. So he called them out of their circumstances. And then it says, he follow me. He told them, and I will make. So then now he's like, I'm going to transform. I don't need your help. Go have a seat in the corner. Do your part. Show up for discipleship class. You know, this is just hypothetically, but read my word, go to church, get in a small group, prayer needs to be the epicenter, right? So do these things that Christian people do, but your relationship with me cannot be fake. It cannot just be you just show up one hour, 2 hours, however long your church service is, one day a week. This is daily living. No more than you can get to your 10, 15 pound weight goal just showing up for Weight Watchers weigh-in just whenever you randomly want. So he says, follow me, I'm going to call you. I'm going to transform you. Fish for people. So now, regardless of what your life is, what's going on in your life, no matter wife, mom, businesswoman, whatever it is that you do, now your purpose is realigned as my purpose. So it's a greater purpose. So I am purpose when I clock in at work, or when I am with my kids, or when I'm with my husband. It's not merely these assignments. It is all meant to point for the glory of God. So that is the overall synopsis of what discipleship means. And you get with someone who really should have started with this point, is someone who is a seasoned Bible believing, who is already doing this lifestyle herself, woman. And it doesn't matter if she's older than you chronologically or younger, but it does mean that she's been living this out. She's already gone through this process. And this is really the cyclical process of what Jesus has modeled and shown, is that we get discipled and then we pour into others. So essentially we're disciple makers, but that is discipleship. And I really pray that you take this concept, these scriptures, into your quiet time, head to the blog, CourageousRadiance.com, and head to /podcast so you can read the show notes and really take that into your time with the Lord. So I know that this is, again, new on YouTube, but in the podcast space world, I talk about that very frequently because the goal is not just to like this video, share this video. I am honored. I would love that. Please share this with anybody that this could be encouraging to. But I would love even more that this begins to little by little transform your heart to look more like Jesus. So I can't wait to see you here next week on the podcast.